Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 71 of Off the Field Podcast. In the house tonight, my childhood good friend, Bobby, not Crosby.
Gotta make it very evident. Bobby, not Crosby.
Yeah. That's honestly what we have to say to people at softball when we're talking about you and not Bobby Crosby. They get very confused.
Yeah, you really got to specify that.
Yes. Yeah. But Bobby, we have known each other since seventh grade.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Me seventh grade.
Yeah, I was in sixth grade. It's been years.
Yeah, we met through playing organized baseball. It was on the Dodgers, unfortunately.
Oh, it burned put on that jersey, man. I tell you what.
Yeah. What was your first impression? Because I was like the first one that pulled up to that, or I was the last one that pulled up to that practice that day, our first practice.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, this guy's late. He's going to be late to every practice and every game.
Oh, yeah, no. Totally.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I remember that team sucked.
We were so bad.
Yeah.
What was your guys' record?
1-15.
Yeah.
Or something. We only won one game.
And I wasn't there when they won.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Were you heated when you found out?
Yeah. But it was the only team that kept, like, as much track of our stats as any other team I played on during organized baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the end of the season, they came to us and they're like, who's your stats for the season? And I was like, what?
Do you remember any of your stat lines?
I was hitting like 667.
Yeah, I batted 641.
I was one of the better players on the team, if not the best.
I remember my average only. I batted 641, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like everything else, I don't remember. Well, I can say my home runs because I didn't go crazy, but the ones I hit, I remember. One was a grand slam. Bobby was on base for one.
Yep.
I think the guy before me got hit in the head to get on first.
I remember that.
And then there was another one, but I don't remember the details of it. But yeah, it's been that long since we've known each other. And then I remember there's this pizza place around here that almost every baseball team goes to. And after one of them, I remember I just was like, hey, do you want to hang out? Or he was like, do you want to go to my house? And that was basically where it started. And I said, okay. And I went there for almost a decade straight. Like when we said this is also, by the way, if you want to put the puzzle pieces together, this is Ocean View's brother.
Yes. He got a nickname and I never did.
Yes. Your nickname was Ocean View's brother.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Ocean View's brother. Or if you want to get, I mean, it could be not Crosby.
Well, he called you Bengal for a little bit too.
I wore one Bengals hoodie to one game.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I wore one mobile shirt and now I have a jersey.
I noticed that's what he was doing. So I was like, all right, I want to make my name. So I bought a Spidey shirt.
There you go.
And it worked.
Yeah, it stuck.
And yeah, like he said, he wore one Mobo shirt and Mobo for life now.
Yeah.
It's weird for me to call him Alejandro. It doesn't feel right.
No.
Everybody I know that's either Alex or Mobo, but most of the time it's Mobo now. Even my family calls him Mobo.
Well, that's good.
I might as well just change my birth certificate right now.
That's crazy. I think your name took over the most out of every player.
Like even Andy at work is like, hey, Mobo. And people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who are you talking
to? Does everybody else call you Alex?
Yeah.
Got to keep it professional.
Exactly.
It's funny. It's Mobo in the party.
Yeah. But we got to talk about our home run picks for the week. So, yes. Bobby, we pick a player for home run week every single week. I picked Stanton last week, who at the buzzer, again, back-to-back weeks. Picked Adley last week, the day before the pot, he homered. Same with Stanton. Last night, he homered.
Got that. Ooh. Shit.
Yeah, and it was the last run of the game. So
oh, shit.
Double buzzer.
There you go.
So, this week, I am going to play it a little safer. Stanton had me shaking, wondering if he was going to do it. I'm going to go his other powerful teammate, Aaron Judge. Right. Take a note out of your book.
I was about to say, I think my home run pick did not.
No, Rizzo did not homer this week.
Which I don't know why I felt so confident with Rizzo.
Could
have gone with anybody else.
It's the Italian.
It's got to be the Italian. You know what? I'm going to go with our first baseman once again, Nolan Schnell.
Oh wow, this guy is really hoping.
I'm throwing out some wild cards out there. Let's see if they go yard. Bobby?
We gotta love that. Honestly, I'm gonna have to go with Taylor Ward. I think he's my favorite Angel right now.
Yeah.
He's been pretty consistent.
I'm almost positive, and I believe I heard this somewhere too, that we're fire sailing.
Oh,
this
of course
year.
We are.
Huh?
Yeah.
So we're selling the team.
I hope so. Please, Artie. I'm tired of you, but yeah, I've come down to four people that I'm almost positive they're going to get traded. That is Taylor Warden, Luis Rengifo,
yeah,
Tyler Anderson and Joe Adell. Because Joe Adell is actually having a somewhat decent season. So we should learn our lesson for not trading him the first time.
Yeah.
And trade him.
Yeah.
I think out of those four, I'd keep, honestly, Anderson.
Oh, Anderson's done after this year anyway. Or he's got one more.
Oh, that's right,
year.
2 years, right?
It's either this year or next year.
Man, I'd like to keep him, though. He wasn't doing too bad. I mean, it's just...
Well, now he's pitching like Dodgers Tyler Anderson all of a sudden.
He picked it up. That's exactly what.
Yeah, he needed an adjustment year last year, I guess. But, yeah, and we just sent down Reed Detmers, so...
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome, y'all.
We're in such a good state right now.
How about you, Bobby? Out of the four, who would you keep?
I would agree with Tyler Anderson. I feel like our biggest issue has always been bullpen pitching.
Yeah.
Or pitching in general, starting, bullpen, closing, all of it.
Because I know Rengifo, he's been a great utility player for the most part.
My answer is Rengifo.
You would keep him?
Yeah, he's always been solid. Like, it took him a while, when he got called up. But
for sure.
Last year, 2 years ago, he had that crazy second half where he just went off. Then last year he was okay, and now this year he's batting like 340. So, yeah.
Bro got it from somewhere.
I don't know. I don't know what he's dipping into, but it's fine by me.
Would you say he's our keystone and we'll build around him?
Damn. I don't think we have a keystone. I think we have just multiple little jewels. We have to hope that they all come together and make one big infinity gauntlet.
Speaking about an old jewel that was on the Angels, you guys remember David Fletcher?
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard what he's been doing?
Yeah.
Pitching.
Dude, he has been like pitching pretty
fucking solid. He struck out Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
He's been pitching pretty good for the Braves. Do you guys know if he's a relief pitcher right now?
No, he's a starter.
Oh, just full starting.
Yeah, he went like six innings. He gave up two runs. And I think he struck out like seven.
Yeah, he got like six or seven Ks.
Yeah. So
bring him back.
Yeah. He's never going to come back now. It's
probably not.
The trend. You know, they leave and they go off because they hate us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got caught in all the Ohtani stuff, too.
You guys watching baseball way before me, was there any players that you guys would, not expect to ball out? Like David Fletcher, I guess? Like, did you guys ever see Kenley play as a catcher?
No. Kenley never made it to the MLB as a catcher.
I thought he played at least for, like, a WBC.
He did. WBC as a catcher. But not like, are you talking about just Angels in general?
I guess, yeah. Like an Angels or like a baseball player.
And what was it? Like watch them go off after is what you're asking?
Like stupidly after.
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
Teixeira, but we briefly had him.
We only had him for the 1 year.
Yeah, like half a season, I think. But then
half a season he got injured and then...
He went on to the Yankees and then won the World Series. But we got Mike Trout out of that, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Worth it.
Big nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's not many guys that have left the team and done way better, like, after they left us. If anything, people do way better before us, then they come to us, and then they just fall off.
Yeah.
And then they go somewhere else, and then they're back to their normal self.
Like, I guarantee you, me and him could go punch for punch. Naming players like that. Like, here, I'll start. Hideki Matsui.
Honestly, I haven't. I've been so busy. My baseball knowledge is gone. I've been fried for the last 6 months.
Bobby Abreu, another one.
Oh, how did I forget that one?
Vernon Wells. Josh Hamilton.
Was Ben Zobrist ever an Angel?
No.
Wasn't he?
No.
No.
Your favorite, Anthony Rendon.
Oh, big time. Are you kidding me? Like, just absolutely shelling it out in D.C. and then out of nowhere just pooping on us.
Yep. He wanted the bag.
That's the nicest way to say it.
He got the bag.
Yeah, he got the bag.
He got the bag and then said, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, for real.
I'm cool.
Jerk. For the first time this year, Tony Todd and I went on the field.
Saw that.
It took us a minute, but we did it. Always appreciative for those offers. And this time around, I met Kevin Pillar, which I'm sure Bobby likes.
I love Kevin Pillar. I have his Blue Jays jersey.
Yeah, Bobby, like me, how I root for the Padres. If I'm not rooting for the Angels, Bobby roots for the Blue Jays if he's not rooting for the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin Pillar, obviously, Blue Jays legend.
Oh, yeah.
And
when I saw him sign, I was so happy.
I asked him on the field, I was like, so how do you make all those Superman catches, dude? And he stops and he's like, just go get it. Just go get it. Like,
All right. That's the right answer.
So if you want to make catches like Kevin Pillar, just go get it.
We're going to need to show everybody at softball that.
Yeah. And then met Ron Washington.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean,
you had your shirt on too, right?
I did. I wore my shirt with his quote on it. Took a picture with him, and he preaches. He's like, and we're going to live up to that. You just got to be patient. Angel fans got to be patient. I'm going to make Angel fans proud. And I'm like,
you're like, June, but okay.
Yeah, you're like, okay, Ron. Are you a miracle worker? Because that's what we need.
We need a miracle.
Yeah. And Tony, you know he loves his kicking back, being black t-shirt. He took a picture. Like, he was like, we need the whole black student union. And he got Joe Adell, Willie Calhoun, Eric Young, Bo Porter, Johnny Washington, and Eric Young's son, all in one group picture, holding the shirt saying kicking back, being black. Basically, all the black players we have on the team and coaches and stuff. Yeah. I think the only one missing was Ron Washington. But, yeah, he loves promoting that shirt, and you can find it if you want one in his Instagram bio.
Oh,
so
yeah. Making.
But, yeah, I hope you can pull it off, Ron. I don't know how you'll do it, but obviously he's a legend before he came to us. He was a great manager for the Rangers. Didn't get the job done. But almost. He did take him to back-to-back World Series.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, he's the third base coach for the Atlanta Braves. They have always been successful for the last, like, decade, basically. So he knows what he's doing out there. But hopefully he can work some voodoo magic, because I don't know how you're going to get these guys to start winning.
We're still fifth in the standings.
The right? 1 year the AL West is, like, at the worst it's ever been.
The Mariners are still in first, I think.
I don't know. But now, of course, the whole division is the worst they've ever been. And we're the worst we've ever been.
Woo!
Matter of time.
Of course. And I met Carlton on the field.
Ooh.
Yeah. I did not expect to see him. I was just chilling. And then, Tony goes, hey, Carlton. And then I look and I'm like, wait, is that actually him? Or is that a guy that just looks like him? And he's like, no, that's him. And I'm like, what? And he was really nice. We were being rushed off the field, and they were like, all right, you got to go, got to go. And then I was like, hey, can we just get a picture? We have the camera ready, like right there. And then he's like, yeah, that's cool. And I was like, all right, cool. And yeah, he was wearing all Yankees. I don't know where he's from. He was head to toe Yankees.
Damn.
And then we reunited with Anthony Volpe. He remembered us from the Gold Gloves.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. And I told him, I didn't ruin it this day, but he had a 20-game hit streak. And I was like, hey, I want to talk to Anthony really quick. I was like, oh, hold on. I might be a little too close. You're a little hot right now with that 20-game hit streak. In that game, he had two hits. So we're good. Okay. One of them was a Little League home run. So,
oh, really?
And then the other one was just a single. So I was like, hey. If anything,
I helped
him. Blessed the guy. But then the next game, he lost it. But it wasn't the game I said it, so don't count.
He's in the locker room. He's just like holding the bat. He's like, Austin.
I'm going to forget that name now.
Yeah. And then hopefully, from what Tony says, we're going back tomorrow. So,
beautiful.
And that's the Padres. And if Tatis is out there,
do it.
He better, dude, because every big-time player seems to not come up when we're there. J-Rod didn't go up. Corey Seager didn't go up. Judge didn't go up last time. Soto went up for like 3 minutes. Ellie went up, but he like wouldn't look at anybody. like it was like the people on the field weren't even there. I was like, I got the jersey, man. Come on.
I get they're just trying to stay locked in, but I feel like it's a little... It's a little much to big league a lot.
Well, especially when like your whole rest of your teammates are out there and it's like,
yeah.
I'm big time.
Be like, no, I don't want to talk to you.
Basically. But
not important.
We'll see. Tony really wants, like, usually there's guys that I really want to get. Tony really wants Tatis because he wants to call him out because he didn't go to pick up his gold glove in New York.
Oh,
and so he wants to be like, so how come you didn't come get your gold glove, bro? What the hell?
Too good?
You do in yeah, you do good.
Oh, real shit.
Like, and it was his first one. So I thought for sure he would go. And he won the platinum glove. So I was like, all right, like, I get if it was your second one or your third one, but, like, the first one you've ever won, and you just proved all the haters wrong after you got moved from short to right. Come on.
Like, yeah, go pick that up.
And I forgot who said it, but he was like, well, dude, he might have been in the DR. And I was like, okay, Gabriel Moreno came from Venezuela, and he brought, like, his newborn child. Like, but whatever. Hopefully you'll be up there, Fernando Tatis. And during that Yankee series, I didn't plan on going to any of those games. Ended up going to all of them. The first one was because Tony texted me that morning. The second one was Tony was like, we're going back tomorrow. And then the third was Art invited me. But that first game, everybody and their mom pulled up to that first game. It felt like Tony was there. I went with Anna Lynn and her mom. Cap was there. And I did not know Cap was going to be there.
Oh, yeah, sitting by a third baseline, right?
Yes. And so it was funny because I was sitting in Diamond Club and Anna Lynn's seats. And I'm looking for Tony because Tony was sitting behind the third base dugout. And I'm like, where is he? And then I look and I'm like, is that Cap? And dude, fella sticks out like a sore thumb. A sea of heads, bro. And I'm able to spot his head. And I'm like, oh my God, that is Cap. And then so obviously Papa Cap was there. Jake was there. They used to play softball with us. Yeah. I randomly got a Snapchat from him. I'm like, why is Jake Snapchatting me? And he zoomed in from the top deck and he was like, yo. And I was like, shit. And I was like, how the hell did you spot me? And then I met a young man named Dallas who was on Cobra Kai, and he is potentially going to be working on a project with Tony, so that could be really cool. He's also a fan of us growing up. Really cool kid. I'm going to try and see if he can come out to a game with us. But met him out there, and there were so many people that day. And he is the son of Eric Young. And after one of the games, it was the game, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up, but we had runners on first and second. And Tony was preaching to lay down a bunt with no outs. And we were down by one.
I saw this. I know exactly where this is going, and I hate it.
Yeah. And instead of laying down a bunt,
horrible.
Willie Calhoun grounded into a double play, and then Logan O'Hoppe grounded out to end the game.
That is the most angel thing I've ever heard in my life.
I was at work. I was watching like a bit of the game on my friend's phone, and I'm like, oh, dude, we could do something. We could get it. Mm-hmm. And then he tells me, hey, we lost.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep. And so he was like, we're walking, we're showing him where the, because the first game we won, so we showed him the tunnel you go to, like if you need to get to like players related area or family related area.
Yeah.
And so we're like, yeah, it's right through here. So the next day after that loss, he's like, I don't think they want me to go down there. They're probably pretty heated right now. He's like, if my dad texted me, then we're good. He pulls out his phone. He's like, yeah, they don't want me down there right now. And he's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're probably just gonna go to the car. And then so we talked to him for like 10 more minutes. He's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna take the long way. And so we were right by the entrance where you would go, and it was to our left, and we're like, all right, see ya. And he goes right, and I was like, oh, he meant it. I was like, he's gonna lap the stadium before he goes down. Imagine how cool that must be though, to
just lap it,
empty 40,000 seat stadium,
walk around
in. Security is there, like, hey, and you're like, ah, my dad's the coach. I'm waiting for him to cool down. Like, that must be crazy. And that night also, we were filming a bit at that little entrance.
Yeah.
We're talking to this kid. He was like 6'6", dude, and he was 14.
Well,
he was
what?
In middle school.
Jeez.
And this security guard, employee of the Angels, he'd already told us to move, like, because we were standing in the walkway, I'll admit, and we did. He was like, you guys need to go against the wall. So we're like, all right, fine. And we do. And in the middle of us doing this whole thing, he's like, you can't stand here. You can't stand here. And Tony let him have it. Tony was like, show me where it says I can't stand here. And we already moved for you to where you wanted us to move. And yeah, I was like, and he was like, I'm sorry, guys had to see me like that. And I'm like, I mean, you're right. Like, that guy was being a dick. But, yeah. And then also that same night, this random kid, this was the day we won. He, end of the game, he's like, Spidey, come here. And he gave a ball to Anna Lynn. And we're like, oh, thanks. Like, and then the dad is like, who's her favorite player? And I was like, well, the answer is Verdugo, but let me ask who her favorite angel is. I was like, Anna Lynn, who's your favorite? He told me prior to her saying this that he's Luis Rengifo's assistant. And I was like, oh, cool.
Dope.
And then he's like, who's your favorite Angels player? And she sits there and she's like, oh, Luis Rengifo. And I was like, well, how funny. We went back, I'm sure you know, where the players park in the outfield.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys can meet him, like, personally beyond the fence. Because, you know, they have the little area where the cars leave and people are like, please, please.
Yeah, through the fence, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I think we walked by there last time we were at the game.
Huh?
We walked right around that area.
Yeah. And so, yeah, as soon as he was like, it's going to take a while. He usually takes like an hour. And
oh,
so
my gosh.
We waited, and then he started driving out, and then they let us go back there.
Oh, dope.
And he, like, took a picture with Anna Lynn, signed. And then they're like, all right, we'll see you later. And the dad and the two kids got in his car, Rengifo's car, and then left. And I was like, okay. And he told me he helps Rengifo, like, find places to live during the season. Mm-hmm. And he told me he's, like, he's very last minute.
Oh,
and I won't obviously say where Rengifo is currently, but he told him two seasons in a row. He's like, dude, I told you. And Rengifo's like, I don't want to live there. He's like, well, don't wait till the last minute. But switching from baseball to football, like me, Bobby, when we got into football, there was no team in LA.
No.
I chose the Seahawks. I liked Russell Wilson. That was the main draw. You chose the Bengals, but I don't think I've ever asked you why.
Well, the reason why is...
they got cool colors.
They do, but that's not why I chose. I'm not like Kyle. I didn't just like their colors. I'm like,
Kyle has...
is that really why he's
Kyle
a Patriots
has
fan?
Said that to us.
Yeah. The only reason he chose the Broncos is because their colors are cool.
Oh, I thought he was a Patriots fan.
No.
Because he dressed up as Tom Brady for one Halloween.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Bill Belichick?
No, it was Tom Brady. He had the playbook band
and
everything.
Playbook. It was the playbook.
Playbook band?
And he had the one... yeah, they had their plays on a band.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Come on, dude.
Don't baseball players have it in their hat sometimes?
Well, the cards, the position cards, like where they need to be positioned for each batter. I wonder what that card looks like.
It's got to be like a little index card. Of just like,
it's little pictures.
Go here, go there.
I was going to say, because it's a whole lineup, and the card is only like this big, and it tells you where to move, like... how do you fit that all on one card?
Unless it's legit, for example, like Trout, maybe center.
Maybe center.
Adele, maybe left.
I think it probably just has the name and then like...
the direction of the arrow?
Shallow, deep,
probably.
Shade left, shade right, something like that. Just to give it a quick...
it's got
to
be
idea.
Front and back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, why the Bengals?
Well, in high school, I don't know if it was this way with you guys... but everybody was either Steelers or Ravens fan at my high school. So I was like...
the only person I knew that liked football that I talked to in high school was Mikey, and he was a 49ers fan. So maybe that had something to do with it. And I was like, ah, screw you.
Well, Riley liked the Steelers.
That's true. Sweater, yeah. Liked the Steelers.
A lot of the people I went to high school with were either Steelers or Ravens. So I was like, I need to show some love to the rest of the AFC North. And then I looked at that, and I was like, Bengals or Browns?
You're like, Ohio or Ohio?
Ohio. Or 0-16, or a team that can still win a game.
And this is during the Andy Dalton era, by the way,
I
everyone.
Hate Andy Dalton.
This is not the Joe Burrow era.
Yeah, Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
He was mid, yeah.
Oh, just like
the overhyped. Red Rocket. Oh, yeah. Way overhyped. I did not like him.
He was...
he had one good season,
he
maybe.
Was, all right. He was wasn't he, amazing. He wasn't terrible.
Was he kind of like one of those people that balled prior, like either in pro ball or just in college?
I don't even know where he went to college.
I think he went to TCU.
I was about to say, it popped in my head as soon as I said, I don't know. I was like, I think TCU. Yeah. I think you're right.
I don't know if he had a good college season, but...
yeah. During the AJ Green era as well.
Favorite player. I have a football signed by AJ Green.
Really? I know you have a jersey of AJ Green.
Yeah. My buddy won it in a raffle, and he's like, I don't like the Bengals. I don't really know who AJ Green is.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's like, you just bought a house. Do you want a housewarming gift? And I was like,
so
sure.
This is like new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's up in the house, just chilling in the window right now. I need to find a spot for it.
That's how I got my Russell Wilson signed one that's in here somewhere. Art was just like, yeah, this is like a football with like draft guys from like this year. Russell Wilson's on it. You like the Seahawks, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you can have it. And I was like, Really?
Oh, so nice.
Any other big names besides Russell Wilson on that?
Yeah, there's a, oh my God, I don't know where it is, but there is like one other one, one or two. Some guy on the Doug Martin's on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good draft.
Yeah, class. And then there's a whole bunch, but like I'm sure most of them didn't pan out.
A lot of them usually don't.
Yeah. What about you? You ever going to pick a football team?
You can pick their colors, by the way.
See, I think I just got to say the boys. The Cowboys. No. See, here's the thing. Like, what's so bad about the Cowboys?
Sir, they're not America's team.
This is not your year. For the millionth time.
Is there any teams you would recommend me to like?
Maybe one of the LA teams?
Okay. Relax. Chargers don't
now,
sound that bad.
Now that they have two.
I mean, Jim Harbaugh lives in Huntington, so that can help you out a little bit.
He was like pulled up doing an interview in his camper at one of the beaches.
Yeah, the waterfront RV resort.
Yeah.
Off of PCH and
Back Magnolia?
Newland. I haven't been around. My map is broken since I moved.
Yeah. Before we get into all that, you leave for Mexico next week.
I do.
I don't know what I'm doing for the pod yet, but I'll figure it out. Are you ready for Mexico?
So here's the thing. One, I am ready for Mexico. Uh-huh. Two, I might be able to film.
Yeah, I know. But
I should be able to film. I know. I get back Wednesday, I think,
which is why I would still figure out if I can do something else, because Wednesday night then posting the next day. I would rather just... Go ahead, take your time, sweetie. I'll do it myself, and you can have a week.
Well, how about this? What if we Zoom from the beach?
Do a little FaceTime.
I'll have the beach behind me.
We could. Up to you.
It'd be like a backdrop instead of a green screen.
It's no green screen needed.
Yeah, instead of a green screen, it's real.
You're just going to see the sunset go down.
I mean, we could do that. I didn't think about that, if you want.
That'd be sick. Why not? Right.
Are you ready for Mexico?
I am and I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm a little weary about my thumb. Oh,
you were saying.
I'm ready for Mexico. I'm unsure about my thumb.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited. I'm going to go see some ruins.
You're going to Tulum.
Tulum. So that's by, I think I'm saying it right, Quintana Roa?
Quintana.
Quintana Roa.
Jose Quintana? The pitcher?
Something like that. But I'm excited. The plane ride, I think, is like 5 hours over there.
Damn.
4 hours,
so maybe? It's like bottom of Mexico.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to all-inclusive hotel for the week.
Oh, nice.
So great. I have nothing to worry about. I have, I think, 3 excursions going. So I have the ruins. Might be some pyramids. I'm going
to
go to...
Are you going to be able to handle the language barrier?
Dude, I don't... Oh, my God. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's Mexico. Anything's possible. But I'm doing that. I'm going into like one of those caves where it's like underground bodies of water.
Yeah, oh, those are so cool. Talking about.
So that should be really exciting.
Are the pyramids that you could see the ones that I think there's one in Mexico that's like on the beach?
So I think we're going to one nearby that.
Uh huh.
I'm not entirely sure, but let me see. Are you talking about this pyramid right here? I know it's a little deep fried.
I don't know. It looks like the pyramids I've seen. They all look the same.
They all look alike. Yeah. Check it out. It's a little deep fried, but you can see it right in there.
Oh, yeah. So, very iconic. It looks like every other pyramid.
Yeah.
Especially the ones in Mexico. They all look like that.
I was going to say, I looked at it again, and I just realized that looks like the one that you saw.
The sun and moon. Yeah.
Exact same one. But, I mean, should be a lot of fun. I'm ready.
Clearly, the blueprint of when they were building pyramids was not very expansive.
They saw Egypt and were like, yeah, we got to do
it. Well, actually, fun fact, Mexico has more pyramids than Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
A ton.
Apparently, in Mexico, there's a bunch of underground pyramids.
Really?
Everything just kind of got caked over them. So there's a bunch of like underground hidden civilizations.
Have you seen that rumor of that pyramid that's somewhere in the snow? I forget where it is, but supposedly there's a pyramid.
Antarctica?
Have you heard of it?
Is it in Antarctica?
There's a conspiracy theory about it.
Yeah, it like from the aerial view,
it looks like a there's pyramid. A pyramid. It's huge.
Yeah, and it would be the biggest pyramid if it were ever uncovered. But you know, wherever I think is it Antarctica?
Well, there's one down there, but
it
I don't
snows
know.
Snows all the time, so. Kind of hard to uncover it.
Well, global warming, snow caps.
Not a pyramid, but I think the middle of the world is here in California.
What?
And really? It's like a little like pyramid statue kind of thing.
Oh, you're talking about the center. I know what you're talking about.
The center of the world.
It's a very like culty looking
area. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like desert barren.
Yeah. It is West Coast.
There's just like a random stairway that leads to nothing outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's very creepy.
We gotta go. We gotta go now.
We totally And Bobby, you are preparing for fatherhood.
Yes, I am.
Fatherhood. Yes,
he's going to be a father. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you, when you told me like 2 months ago, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We were at this bar and he's like, hey, I got to tell you something. And I thought he's just going to be stupid and say, my favorite color is purple. Like, I thought he was going to say something dumb and just say, ha. And then he was like, we're pregnant. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, really? I had to gather everybody around. Like, what? I was going to say something stupid? Come on.
Well, you only pulled me and Matt aside at that time.
And then Riley. I brought Riley and Cheyenne. Oh, no. I told you guys separate. That's right.
Yeah. Riley was looking at us like,
what's going on?
What are you guys
talking
about?
I want to come join.
Yeah.
Well, because your faces went from, oh, this is whatever.
Yeah.
To, whoa.
Yeah.
That's some big news.
And you are having a girl.
Yes, we are. Which, Summer Lynn.
So
Summer Lynn, nice.
What made you want to know before?
I don't do good with surprises. Someone was going to tell me anyway.
Yeah.
Or I would beg to know.
I feel like if the day shall ever come, I feel I want to wait. But
it would have been fun to do a gender reveal, but
yeah.
I think having the baby shower, knowing what the baby's going to be,
yeah,
was a lot better. And I feel like she got a better reception.
When did you find out the gender?
Like February.
And if you were to have a boy, did you have a name ready?
No.
No?
We didn't have a name ready for a boy or a girl. Mm. But doing the drive back and forth from Big Bear, we have 2 hours to just kill.
Yeah. So you're brainstorming once you found out.
Brainstorming. Yeah. We went through so many names.
Yeah.
And then
was there one that you guys were banking on and then it switched to Summer Lynn?
We were gonna have it be Chloe for a while, but Summer just rolled better. I wanted to do something that had my mom's middle name.
Oh, is your mom's middle name Summer?
Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Okay.
Yeah. She has the same middle name as my mom. And fun fact, Ronnie's too. Ronnie's
Ronald
Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. What was the reason for Summer?
We wanted to do Lynn as the middle name.
Yeah.
And Holly and I got married in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And in Vegas, there's a sub neighborhood called Summerlin.
Oh, wow.
So one of our friends actually lives out there. And we went there a couple years ago and we had a blast with them. And Summerlin just rolled off the tongue really nice. So we were like, it's got to be Summerlin. It sounds so nice.
Now that you're saying it a lot more, it sounds like it flows pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to always call her Summerlin. We're going to call her Summer. But when she's in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
Summerlin.
You got to break out the full name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break it out. We're still waiting on nicknames. Mm. So they'll come when she gets here, I'm sure.
What about you? We have a split decision. So he wanted to know, obviously, beforehand. I would want to know just like day of, like, boy or girl, what are you?
No gender reveal for the baby shower? Just
maybe
baby shower,
I'd do it
ambiguous
for a gender
baby
reveal. But I feel like I'd want to wait. Like, I'd whatever you come out as, we got a name for you either way. Whichever one you are, that's your name.
There you go.
I feel like I'd want to know.
Yeah.
I think I'd got to know.
I think it just helps you prepare.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do a gender reveal, but I'd probably do like a bitch and baby shower.
Yeah.
Like bitch and baby shower into, you know.
Yeah, they, Andy, I know they had that split decision. Kayla wanted to wait until birth, and they did. But Andy wanted to know so bad, and he had the envelope with the results, and he's like, he gave it to somebody else because he's like, if it's around me for too long, I'm going to open it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then he was like, if I open it, there's no way I can keep it a secret from Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
But man, baby fever, dude. Yeah. You, Andy, Soup. We can throw DPF in there because he's got two now.
Dude.
Yeah.
Everyone I've been talking to everyone's having a girl. I don't know what it is.
Well, you're breaking the trend for me. Soup and Andy both had boys.
Oh, really?
And Cisco.
Really?
Cisco had a boy, too.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Damn.
Everybody I've been talking to, only one person's having a boy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't understand how that's working out. Mikey had his girl.
Oh, my God. So Mikey's a high school friend of ours, and that was like the hardest hard launch of all time.
Oh,
I know. There was no buildup.
No.
It was just one day, I have a kid.
Yeah.
We were like,
whoa.
Huh? I knew he had a girl, but like I had no idea that she was pregnant or anything.
He just sprung it out. Like,
dude, the first ever time I found out was a story of him holding the baby in the hospital bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, okay.
Character development.
Just right. Yeah. But I mean, he was my friend from like kindergarten all the way to like senior year of high school. There was a little fight and Sweater was involved in this fight too. And Sweater made it back. And we told Mikey, like, come back too, but Mikey just never came back.
No.
So.
He's got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
That was a hard loss. I like.
We tried to get him back in multiple times. We told him, we're like, come over, come hang out, come do this. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Yeah. But yeah, not only are you having a child, you were like basically playing the game of life in life at a speed run. Yes. Yeah,
these last 6 months, I have been so busy.
So you got a house also.
Yeah, we bought a house in November.
Yeah. So how's that been?
It's been good. Honestly, yeah. It's such a change living from Huntington Beach to Big Bear.
Yeah.
But I know like the weather is so much better for me and Holly and will be for summer.
Yeah.
We're 15 minutes from the lake. Beautiful. We can go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Rent boats. There's plenty of hikes around, riding bikes. Yeah. We have trees.
You
not
guys
palm
snowboard
trees.
Too. So yeah. The commute will be much easier.
Oh, 100%. People have been staying at our house December, November, January.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Ronnie and his friends. And they wake up about 8 o'clock and the mountain opens at 9. So they wake up 8. They have their coffee. They make some breakfast. They pack up the car and they go. And then they come back in the afternoon. They make their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
To get back in the car and go back to the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that close.
Dude, damn.
I will say, I hate to see people leave, obviously, like as we get older, but more people leave. It's more places to be like around the U.S. just like, hey, buddy.
What is
at
that?
Least we stayed close. That was my only request.
Yeah.
We didn't want to.
Yeah, it's doable.
Go too far.
Easily. Yeah. And then like Ahmed being in Arizona, anytime I'm in the Phoenix area, I'm like, Ahmed. And we're such good homies that, like, I sprung the NLCS on him probably, like, a week and a half before. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like,
let's go.
When you guys were buying a house, I know you just said you wanted to stay in Cali. Were you guys looking at anywhere else?
Oh, yeah. We were looking at like Utah, Nevada, Arizona. Well, I mean, obviously, the housing market in that area is a lot more affordable.
Literally
than Southern
anywhere
California.
But here.
SoCal is a bit cooked.
Well, right, you just got to know where to look. And honestly, don't settle for your first pick, obviously. There's no timing the market. It's just looking for it.
Honestly, just there.
It's just looking for it. It will find you. Don't make it. Don't do it too hard. You know. Yeah, it was just random Thursday. My wife found it. She's like, I need to go see this house right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. And I was like, I can't. I got work tomorrow. She's like, all right, I'm going by myself. And I was like, okay, you look at it. You judge it. You say yes or no, and if you say yes, let's do it. So, that being said, we put in an offer, and I bought a house without ever seeing it.
Love
I just
it.
Saw pictures.
Love it.
First time I saw it was after we owned it.
you're like going up to the house, so this is it. Where are the keys? All right, cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn. Yeah, I'm going to go see it for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, boy street.
Three or four. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's seen it in our group? Matt?
Matt. Caleb.
I was going to say.
Ronnie.
I thought he was just going to stop at Matt.
Not
just
very many people Matt. Have seen it. More of Ronnie's friends, honestly, have seen it than you guys.
Well, as soon as they heard you lived in Big Bear, they were probably
like, we're in.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, can we come stay with you?
Yeah. I'm just noticing, too, your wedding ring, and I feel like this has been the trend lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's not metal, is it?
It is. It's tungsten.
Okay. It looked like because Andy wears a rubber one.
Oh, I have silicone too for when I do activities. Like when we play softball, I wear a silicone ring.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I have 3 wedding rings.
Damn.
I was supposed to have 2. I was supposed to have a white and a black one. But the company Ovocito. Messed it up and they sent me a skinny ring instead of this one. And I didn't want the skinny ring originally. But I love the skinny ring now. It's so nice. I wish I got it in the other colors.
Yeah.
But no, I have 2 white ones and a black one. Mm-hmm. Both are engraved. The skinny white one and the black one are engraved.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's not. I like the color.
Yeah. You guys were definitely, like you said, speed running. Like you got the house. Then in like the next month it was engaged. Then the next month it was married.
Yeah.
And then it was the child. And I was like, God damn.
November November was house, December was engagement, February was the wedding, and then March was the announcement.
They had to give January the new year to break in.
Yeah.
they were like, we'll slow down for a second.
Yeah, we had to have a break.
Oh, God.
And yeah. then they did live stream the wedding, though.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Chartreuse.
Sent out the link to everybody.
Chartreuse and I watched it on the way to softball.
Yeah.
I had it in my car like this. I was like, oh, there they are.
Yeah, fun fact, Ocean View was not at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
My own brother.
His
was
own
not
brother.
At my wedding.
What? Yeah. Where was he at?
Alaska.
Well, you guys sprung it last minute, right?
Well, yeah, but we gave him 2 months' notice.
Oh. But
he still had the plan.
I was going to say, he had the trip booked already, right? Yeah.
We did too. It was, we were going to Vegas anyway, and then we were just like, well, let's just get married. Why not? I mean, we're already engaged. Let's get the paperwork out of it, and then we'll have the party later.
Yeah.
Granted, we also knew we were pregnant at that time, so we were just like, let's get the paper out of the way.
Yeah.
Just get married, do the thing, and then we'll have the baby, and then we'll have a wedding reception later. We're going to try and do a cruise with everybody, so everybody can participate. You can book your own room, do whatever, and have a good time.
We've all done cruises now. You've done a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
I did Princess Cruise in 2014. You'd done one to Mexico, right?
I've done two to Mexico, and I did a European one.
Yeah.
Ooh, where'd you go to Europe?
I did a Mediterranean cruise from Spain to Italy, France, and back to Spain. Barcelona, Valencia, Palma de Mallorca. And then those were our first three stops. Then we stopped in Rome, even though it's false advertising. They say Rome, but you're not in Rome because Rome's not a port city. They say you're stopping in Rome. You got to take a 2-hour train ride from Civitavecchia into Rome, Florence, Pisa, Livorno. And then we did Nice, France, which was really cool that we were there during the yellow, I think it was called the Yellow Jacket Riots or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a lot of people running around with yellow vests on. Also, McDonald's in Europe, way better.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's everywhere is way better.
I know.
McDonald's in Paris was like one of the best I ever had.
Yeah.
McDonald's in Japan's menu, dude, was literally like triple the fucking menu.
That's crazy, though.
Did you guys, when you were in Europe, get a beer from any of the McDonald's?
I saw that they served it, but I didn't.
I did. I was like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So you took it like that? Lo Kirsch took it as... it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to just eat at a McDonald's in Europe.
Oh, my God.
That was his biggest, like, item when he was there. He was like, I want to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, and I wanted to go to Stonehenge, but your little complaining ass was like, I don't want to see rocks.
I think the first thing I did when I was in Paris was I bought macaroons, a pack of cigarettes, and I ate pasta with beer.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even kidding. That's like, you can ask Cap. That's the first couple things.
This guy was like, I am fully diving in.
I am European. I am French for the week.
I forget. Did you guys go to Spain on that trip?
No. Just London and Paris.
Okay. You guys got to get out to Spain.
Spain looks beautiful.
International ones I've been to is London, Paris, Japan, I think. Yeah. That's it.
I want to go to Japan one day. I'm learning Japanese. I'm not very good at it.
He is.
I am. I'm on a 110-day Duolingo streak.
Yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely want to go back for baseball, 100%.
Yeah, when I'm fluent, we'll go, and then I'll speak to everybody.
Hell yeah, brother. How are you doing, man?
And then we'll actually go have Japanese cuisine.
Oh, yeah. And I'll actually be with somebody who actually likes it.
Yeah.
Art. God, fella wouldn't touch anything.
Did you see his vlog of Japan?
I saw bits and pieces. I didn't watch anything.
So there's a piece that Art... and him went to a ramen bar.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't finish the ramen.
He just left it.
When I saw that on your story, I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the chef that poured him was like, bro.
Dude, respect is huge in their country, that was disrespect.
They're like, really?
Yeah. That would hurt.
You're one of our very few weekly listeners that's a friend of ours. Eat the damn food.
Eat the cultural foods, okay? Learn, expose.
I love how we can sometimes talk directly to our friends because I know they listen, like Cap and Art. Oh, yeah. I know you're listening in your little car right now, driving home from work. Drive safe.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the road. So when you found out you were going to be a father, were you afraid of the challenge and everything to come?
No, I was I was a little shocked.
Yeah.
Holly shared it. The information, we were watching How I Met Your Mother, and there was the episode where they celebrate Not Your Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen How You Met Your Mother.
Okay. But. Well, there's a particular episode where Barney and Ted are celebrating Not Your Father's Day, and she said, you can't celebrate that anymore. And I was like, what? She's like, you can't celebrate that holiday. And I was like, why? She's like, because you're going to be a dad. And I was like, what?
What a way to break it.
She just dropped it on me. I was like, wow. Whoa.
She went, you are the father.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did you and Holly meet for the people?
Holly and I met a little over 8 years ago through friends. And we went on our first date. We went ice skating as a group. That wasn't like our first date, but that's how we kind of like met. Mm-hmm. I put it all together, and to keep it light and not make it like super stressful, I was like, let's invite some of our friends and just make it, you know, like a little get together with everybody. Mm-hmm. And we went out to one of the rinks.
Oh.
So we went ice skating as a group, just kind of keep it light, keep it fun. Mm-hmm. And then, we met through, my buddy Trevor was mm-hmm. friends with Holly's neighbor, Soraya. Mm-hmm. And, one of my friends, Brittany, had to move in with Soraya and her family.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of met through that in October of 2015.
Yeah.
I believe. So around Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I took her on our first date to California Pizza Kitchen, and we went down to the beach, walked the pier, and the, mm-hmm. At this time, the ocean was absolutely clear. You could see the seafloor from the pier. Goodness. It was really, really
pretty. Sounds like a rare sight.
It was very rare.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I think the last time I saw clear water was Newport in like 2004.
Yeah. No,
I'm not even kidding.
It's a very rare sight. It doesn't happen very often.
No.
But that's kind of how we met. Mm. Oddly enough, like earlier that summer when Trevor was working at that stand down by the beach, Dwight's.
Oh, yeah.
They worked together. That's how they knew each other.
Oh, I didn't know Holly worked there.
Yeah, I didn't either. But apparently I met her in when she was working June. Yeah. It was more of like a high and buy kind of thing because Trevor just wanted to grab his paycheck or something. So we went up. She was working the window.
Nice.
Said hi. And, yeah.
And now we're here.
Almost 9 years in.
Well, to keep recalling on memories, like we've said on the podcast before, when Ocean View was here, every weekend was spent at their house in high school. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, two weekends were missed till freshman to senior year. And so that's over like 200 weekends.
A lot.
Obviously, very, very, very big thank you to your parents, because they let us from Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
All the time.
My mom was very happy to have entertained that. Like, you guys gave her a reason to, you know, keep our house clean and enjoy and enjoyable. Granted, me and Ronnie did participate in the cleaning, but and I think we had you guys help because you guys were there so often. You guys would participate in some of the cleaning
a little bit
from time to time.
So I'm just wondering if you're able to name three favorite memories you have from all those years.
Well, there's so many. I can give it a shot. Yeah.
I'll do a soft toss. You've told me once. Were you there when your parents kicked him out?
Kicked him out.
Or everybody out?
Well, they kicked everybody out because they didn't want. I think I asked if everyone could stay the night, and they were just like, no.
Yeah.
It was like the one time they put their foot down and they said no.
Me and Tyler stayed in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you guys wandered around the neighborhood all night and you guys came back at like 6 or 7 in the morning.
We stayed in his mom's truck and we set an alarm to get out of the truck because we knew she had to go to work.
Yeah.
We didn't want to go home. It was like our routine. We were like, wait, we can't stay?
What are we supposed to do now?
Yeah. There were other times where me and Sweater stayed in his car in the neighborhood.
Yeah. You guys like drove around the corner so my parents wouldn't be like, why are they still here?
Yeah. We did. And we were all staying with two girls in that car. So it was we were like sardines, dude.
Just
no, literally.
A Nissan Rogue.
Yeah.
Can't fit nobody in that thing.
Literally. But yeah, any of favorite memories that come to mind?
Well, the Dolphin game.
I love the Dolphin game.
I believe you and Ronnie touched on this.
Yes.
In his podcast.
Do you not remember?
I'm trying to remember what the Dolphin game was.
We had a little stuffed dolphin, and there were two teams, the outside team and the inside team. And the inside team hides the dolphin in the house, and the outside team has to retrieve it and make it back outside. And if you're tagged inside, you're frozen, and your only way out is if your other teammate comes and tags you, you're unfrozen, and you have a safe walk out. Yep. And that's the game.
That's the game. We broke a couple doors. I am very shocked we did not break any windows.
No,
because we would open all the windows. We'd
climb through them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to find a way to sneak around the inside team.
Good point.
Yeah.
And it was so hard to be the outside team, honestly. Yeah. Like, especially me, I was slower, so like I would always get caught.
Me too.
Because you walk, fuck.
Damn it. Someone get me. The dolphin game was always really fun. There's a video on one of our Facebooks. I don't remember which one. Someone was trying to jump. I think it was you trying to jump off the ladder.
Oh,
and Mikey broke our fence.
That wasn't the dolphin game.
No. That was just we were just trying to jump.
By the way, try the dolphin game with your friends if you're listening.
You don't have to play with a stuffed dolphin.
Yeah, it can be a stuffed.
You can get anything.
But yeah,
yeah.
The basics: inside team, outside team. Outside team tries to get dolphin. Inside team tries to protect it. Try it.
Yeah. Beware of your parents.
Yeah. But yes, I know the one you're talking about.
You jumped off the ladder and you pushed it back and it smacked our house.
Yeah. Luckily, then, didn't break the window.
And thankfully, you made it in the pool.
I did. I barely made it in the pool.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one that knocked down the fence.
No, we all tried to get through the fence. Me, you, Mikey, and Nick.
And Mikey knocked it down.
Yeah, well, because we tried to get the gate open and wouldn't. He came barreling through and we just pushed the gate over.
I think the video, somebody's filming and they're running. They were already in the front yard and they turn around and the Mikey's just on the floor. The fence is on the floor. And then I'm behind Mikey like,
what happened?
Dude. And so, yeah, they got a new fence after that.
We did. We built it. Me, my dad, and Ronnie, sort of, kind of. Mm-hmm. Ronnie's never really been one of the... He's been the, here's the drill gun, here's the screwdriver kind of guy. As of the third, honestly, just hanging out in the front yard, playing football, baseball. Like, I don't see kids doing this anymore. They don't go outside and play with their friends.
Like, it's baffling because we didn't do a lot to, like, create fun. Like, we just went in the front yard.
People would skateboard. We'd play wiffle ball, football, just catch in general.
Hop the Walmart wall.
Yeah, go for the walks around the neighborhood. We went to Jack in the Box way too much.
Yeah.
When I was umpiring, I think my entire paycheck would just go to Jack in the Box.
You like gotta get that jumbo Jack?
No, I was more of a taco guy.
We did like the tacos. They were cheap.
Dude, tacos are fun.
Do you remember when we went to Jack in the Box and ordered or 100 tacos?
No, I remember when somebody stole a car.
I remember that. Yeah, that was wild.
Somebody got their car.
We were eating at the table right by the window, and I swear this guy was going up to every car like. And then he got in one and
just
took
drove
off.
Away.
And we were
what?
We were like, I'm almost positive that guy just stole a car.
Yeah.
You go up to the manager. I'm not here to make a complaint, but somebody just got the car wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And but yeah, all the ding dong ditching that went down.
Oh yeah, we had nicknames for some of our specific neighbors.
Yeah. Crazy Murphy, Scooter Freak,
Shotgun Lady.
Shotgun Lady sounds like a fun time.
Oh, she was great. She was not great.
Lovely lady.
All of them still live there except for Crazy Murphy.
No.
He moved.
No.
I don't know where he went, but he's gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
I remember one time we trapped ourselves because Shotgun Lady was on this street and
we hit all
Scooter
three
Freak
houses.
Was on this street and we were on a tear.
And Crazy Murphy was on the
exit, all the way at the other end.
So we pretty much trapped.
And we were like, uh-oh.
Wait, so is Scooter Freak like a Razor scooter kind of guy?
I was
no,
like an
so,
electric scooter.
So our friends gave him the nickname because they were trying to use his like plant or his retaining wall as like
a
rail.
Yeah.
So he came out and he was yelling at him for riding their scooters on it and they chose him to have his nickname as Scooter Freak.
Yep.
So,
I think Shotgun Lady's pretty self explanatory.
Yeah, she loves riding shotgun in cars.
And then Crazy Murphy was just crazy.
Yeah. I remember
Crazy Murphy.
I remember one time, I wasn't a part of the ding dong ditching, but Wyatt and the other half of their group said that they were ding dong ditching him and they followed him around the neighborhood for like an hour. Yeah.
The first time I ever remember doing Ding Dong Ditching with them was with him and our friend Gage. And we were like, all right, we're going to do this, right? We're like, yeah, yeah. And I turn around and Bobby's gone.
I was not very comfortable with the Ding Dong Ditching. I was not.
And I was like, all right, it's just me and you, Gage.
You can't Ding Dong Ditch now. Everyone's got a Ring doorbell.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll just get caught. Yeah.
The best you can probably do is like knock.
Yeah.
And you can throw a rock from afar.
Yeah.
Please don't throw rocks.
Actually, yeah, don't.
As a house owner, please don't throw rocks.
Do not throw it.
Yeah. But go ahead and ding dosh a little bit.
Just knock.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure they don't got cameras.
Yeah. Yeah. You got
to
try it.
Or just do it to your friends.
Yeah. Or you can Christmas tree people.
Oh, I remember in high school, I got TP'd 5 times in one night.
Oh, my God.
What?
Dude.
Yeah. I went out and cleaned it because I heard some noise. And I was like, what the hell? So much toilet paper everywhere. So I started cleaning up, threw it in a trash bag, went back inside.
Did you ever find
it? It was Wyatt and Chase, I think.
The one that was like the best TP ever?
Oh, like, no, I don't remember whose that was. No,
dude, I don't think we ever found out who did that.
No, that was so much toilet
paper.
Dude,
I remember walking out and I was like, oh my God. Did they go to like get a degree for this? Like it was.
Oh, you were there when they got him good,
dude. I remember that one. I was.
It was
like,
all in our
dude,
like dead tree.
They didn't
like,
miss a spot.
No, they did not. They like rolled the toilet paper across the lawn back and forth. So it was just a
it's
bunch
like a
of
big
toilet
ass
paper.
Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever did it, thank you for all the free toilet paper. Got me through COVID 2020.
Dope. Oh, we just lost this one again.
I was about to hit us with the outro. And I didn't hit the intro again. God. Oh, my God.
We got 1 minute and 30 seconds out.
Roll it right before we even start.
It's all good.
Post.
Well, thank you for joining us, Bobby.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it.
Hope you are you driving up tonight, driving back home?
No, we're not going back this weekend. Okay. Since we had the baby shower yesterday, I'm going back to Holly's mom's, and we are going to spend 3 hours opening gifts and
nice.
2 hours probably writing thank you gifts or thank you notes.
Well, when you guys do make the drive back home, drive safe.
Of course. I think we're not going back this weekend. We're not going back next weekend or the fall. We're not going to be there for a minute.
Okay.
We got a bunch of plans. I'm going to Palm Springs this coming weekend, and we have Denver trip.
Yeah. I was about to say, the next time I'll see you is in Denver.
Yep. Or before. Who knows?
Yeah, or before if we do something.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a busy schedule, so I might not be seeing nobody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for joining last minute.
Absolutely. I'm glad I could fill in.
Yeah, and apparently we'll be zooming with Mobo from a beach. So
we'll figure it out, but we'll make it happen.
We'll see.
You can do it. I did a report from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And my teacher loved it.
And I was told by Matt that you're also going to be working while we're in Denver. So.
Yes, I am. Monday, Tuesday, I'll be on my zooming. Well, I don't talk to nobody during my job anyway, so.
Yeah.
I was about to say, didn't Sweater do that in New York? Or was it you that
had Sweater had to take finals.
There.
Yeah, it was. Because Bobby loves to book those trips during finals week. Thank God I'm not in college anymore. But everybody else, that if we do a big trip, I'm sure he'll book it during finals week.
Of course.
Gotta love it.
Because our New York trip was in finals week and our Europe trip was in finals week. Luckily, I had cool professors. And you're cool if you subscribe here to Off the Field. We'll see you in episode 72. We post the audio on Spotify on Thursdays at 2 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video goes up YouTube Fridays, 2 p.m. So make sure you have the notification bell on. Share, like, subscribe, comment down below. Let us know.
All right. See you guys next episode.